Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacitas near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's M-A-M-A-C-I-T-A-S.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacitas will give you a very special discount. Really? You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations.
All right, we're here with Max and Sherry Griner today, and Max, we've got the miracle of the week, and this is a big miracle.
This is a good miracle. This is a walking, talking miracle, and the lady is Becky Bowen. We thought about just telling you, instead of telling you about a miracle, we'd let you hear a miracle, and it's amazing, and Becky is an incredible woman of God, and she's one of those people that the Holy Spirit just zapped up at this big cross.
She's bashful. She's real bashful, too. We'll have to work hard to get her to talk.
Yeah, and I mean, God got her. And this is what can happen to you. Not everybody turns out exactly like Becky. Everybody, God works with their personalities.
I get worried when I'm walking next to her because I figure lightning's going to come down and hit.
She sends lightning out from her, I think. But anyways, she's a precious lady, and I want to invite her in here to let her share her miracle and the miracle that she is to so many of us. So we welcome you, Becky, for joining us today.
Becky, God touched you at the giant cross. Is that correct?
He did. Thank you, Max, for inviting me here today to talk about what God did in my life. But yes, he totally changed my life.
And how did that happen? What do you mean when you say he changed your life? What does that mean?
I am nothing like I was before. I found Jesus, and he's real, and he's alive and in me, and my whole life changed instantly.
Well, the $64,000 question is, what were you like before, and what are you like now? So what were you like before?
Wow, I lived 46 years in deception, and in the deepest, darkest pit, there wasn't a commandment that I didn't break. I was not an unhappy, I was an unhappy person. I had nothing. I had nothing.
And I didn't know you that far back, but I did happen to meet you right as this transformation took place. And I remember when all this was occurring, and actually we've had you on the air before,
yes.
And I remember, yes. Is this lady for real? Because I asked Matt, I said, is she really? Is she on drugs or something?
No,
she's just full of Jesus.
I did clear up. You haven't broken all the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I broke all Ten
Commandments. You hadn't murdered anybody, have you?
Abortion's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, if you got it.
Every commandment broken, and do you know what? It didn't bother God one bit. He still loved me. He still saved me. He redeemed me, and he made me his.
So,
he set me free from all of that.
So from where you were to where you're at now, what are you like now?
Oh, I love Jesus. And I love people. It's amazing. You know, Jesus to me was no more than Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy. And then I found out he was real.
Quite put that way, but.
But that's all I knew of God, is I knew Easter, and I knew Christmas, and I knew you're supposed to pray when things are really bad, and that was it. He was no more real to me than the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. But dude, he's real.
Max, can you comment on that?
Yeah, as I said, not everybody turns out this way when they go inside the cross, but some do. It's a complete 180 for this young lady right here, and it's precious because when you see the joy of the Lord, ever since the Holy Spirit touched her up there, she has been sharing her heart with probably thousands of people, and I just want people to see that and hear some of her story.
Now, give us a specific. What exactly happened to you at the cross?
Ooh, I love sharing this. This is great. I actually was saved August 8th of 2012 up at the cross. And I'm just going to give a real quick, brief overview of how that happened. Because for 46 years, literally, I lived unknowing. As I said, I knew of him. I knew of God. I didn't have any of him in my life. But the cool thing is he walks with us even when we're not walking with him. And he has the perfect time and the